This podcast brought to you by Konica Minolta. Rent an eligible A3 color multifunction printer and receive 3 months free rental. See konicaminolta.com.au for terms and conditions.
Just to clarify a couple of things in what has happened overnight. No one involved in drug running or taking drugs from point A to point B is a hero, a martyr, courageous, or any of that. That's not really what we are about here. This is an issue of process. Chan and Sukumaran were sentenced to death in 2006. As I said earlier, after being found guilty of attempting to smuggle more than 8 kilograms of heroin into Australia. 8 kilograms. They were refused clemency. The argument was, it was Indonesia's hard stance on drugs. Therefore, the death penalty. But two Iranians found guilty of smuggling 40 kilograms of methamphetamines into Indonesia, not out of, into, have had their death sentences commuted to life imprisonment. The death penalty was overruled by the Bandung High Court on March 30. It said in its decision that sentencing was not about revenge, but a form of education so that in future the defendant wouldn't conduct another criminal act. But this bloke Widodo has repeatedly claimed the death penalty for drug criminals is a necessary shock therapy. But two Iranians arrested by the National Narcotics Agency on February 26, 2014, sentenced to death in January this year, even though the prosecution only sought sentences of 15 to 20 years, the death penalty is overruled. You don't need a secondary education to know that someone in Iran would have paid the right amount of money. And one final point. In sparing that Filipino woman today, Indonesia have demonstrated precisely why capital punishment is wrong. The woman was spared because she was innocent. She'd been wrongly convicted. The real culprit who set the woman up turned herself into police. But what if the real culprit had turned herself in too late, after the Filipino woman had been shot? Justice would have been fatally compromised, and there is no way back. Lindy Chamberlain would be dead today if capital punishment had been the order of the day in Australia in the 80s. Statutory murder should never be part of any justice system, simply because it's irreversible.
This podcast brought to you by Konica Minolta. Rent an eligible A3 color multifunction printer and receive 3 months free rental. See konicaminolta.com.au for terms and conditions.